How's it all gonna end? My objective when I started Web Radio Today is to help you strengthen your faith, your health, and your physical fitness. But sometimes it's just hard to keep that focus with all the things going on around us. I urge you to pray for our country. I pray that people can start talking with each other, listening to each other, and find solutions for the problems that we face as a country. Still, it's hard to see beyond all this turmoil. How's it all going to end? Now more than ever, as a country, as individuals, we need Jesus. I'm urging you that if you haven't done so already, let Him put His arms around you and walk with Him. Talk with Him about your troubles. Ask Him for help. Because He will help you. He'll give you comfort. He'll give you peace. He'll help you solve your problems. Psalm 50:15 says, "And call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me." Matthew 7:7. "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find." And I love this part. "Knock, and it will be opened to you." Jesus, He's waiting for you. He doesn't care about your history, bad things that you might have done in the past, your sins. All of that is going to be wiped away, clean as the morning snow. You will be born again. And so you're wondering, how's it all going to end? Well, John 3:16 has the answer. How will it all end? "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life." You in heaven with Jesus. That's how it's all going to end. There I gave away the ending. Romans 8:28. "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good." Accept the gift, everybody. Believe and be saved. Walk with Jesus through these troubled times. It's all in God's hands. You don't have the luxury of time to think about it. You don't have time to get your act together. You don't even need to get your act together. Jesus, He's going to forgive, accept you, and then you can work with Him to get your act together, because it's a certainty. We don't know anything about tomorrow. We may not even have tomorrow. So won't you answer Jesus' invitation now? He's been waiting for you. Don't make Him wait any longer. Let Him give you His gift today.